All right, we're starting at the bottom of Yudav Amabet, the last line. Here we're continuing with the Ibur Shana, the reasons for the Ibur Shana. Now the Gemara is going to lay out some limitations about when you're allowed to create a leap year and when you're not allowed to create a leap year. So Tana Banan, Imra Brimet Hashana B'Shnei Ra'avon. In the years where there's famine, we do not allow, or we suggest not making it into a leap year. Why? Because they have to wait for the Chadash. Right, if you do a leap year, you have to wait an additional month to get to the Omer, to be Matir the Tevuah Chadasha. And we don't want to postpone having to get the Tevuah Chadasha to be Mutar. So therefore we say as soon as possible, we try to have it that the Omer is here. So we say, don't make it a leap year. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, V'ish Bab Im Baal Shlisha, V'yavo the Ish Elukim, Lechem Bikurim, Esrim, Et Lechem Sorim, V'Karmel B'Tziklono, and the Gemara says about this, "V'ein lecha kala b'chol eretz Yisrael v'ashel perotea yoter mi bash lisha." There's no place that is so quick to have its fruits ripen. I mean that the earliest location within Eretz Yisrael where the fruits ripen was this place of bash lisha. V'afu b'kein lo b'chrael amin echad. And even so, only one type or one species had reached the point of maturation. Shema Tamar Chitim. So we thought, alright, you know what? What reached maturation? It was the Chitim. But that's not what it says. Tamalomar Seorim. That which came into, that which was ripe was only Seorim, which is the earliest of the crops. Shema Tomar Lifnei Omer. So maybe you'll say it was before the Omer, which is normal, right? That's when the Seorim are supposed to come to maturity, and that's why we bring the Omer from the Seorim. And the Shtei Alechem come from the Chitim, which would be by Shavuot. It says, Tamalomar, Tein Laam, Vayochelo. Right? So it says to give the people the new crops and eat. Now you can only eat if it was post the Omer. If it was before the Omer, you can't say to them, take from the grains that are here and eat. So it must have been that it was post the Omer. So, Achara Omer. The truth was that they really should have given that year into a leap year. Why? Because you can see none of the crops were ready. Here the location, where the earliest fruits come to, or grains come to fruition, and yet it was already behind. So that's one of the reasons that before we discussed about making the leap year, is in order to postpone it so that the fruits can come to full maturation. Nevertheless, why didn't they do that? It was a drought year. And everybody was desperate to get the new grains and to be able to use the new grains. So he didn't want to postpone the chadash. So because of that, he didn't make it into leap year, even though it should have been or was ra'oi to be a leap year. And this proves the point that we said before. When anytime there's pressure on the crops or on the people to have the new crops be mutar, there we say go ahead and don't make it into a leap year, even though it should have been.
Even though what they would be able to eat would only be mutar.
Well, no, because the remember the chadash or the omer is matir, right? Anything that's not only that which is harvested already, but even that which is in the ground, as long as it's reached a certain level of maturity, right? Meaning that once it's taken root in the ground, the omer is matirit. So everything from this point forward would be mutar. So even though it'll take some time for it to mature, but as it matures, they'd be able to eat it right away. So it saves them that time, that it's not postponed through the what's ready now, they could eat. Tana banan, imar bimet hashana lifnei rosh hashana. You're not allowed to make it, or not allowed to make decide the leap year before Rosh Hashanah. I mean that Adar, we know Adar is the leap year. So the decision to make Adar into a second month is only relevant after Rosh Hashanah, but before Rosh Hashanah. V'im ivrua, enu miuberet. And if they decide to make a leap year, they make the decision prior to Rosh Hashanah, that doesn't, it doesn't work. Aval, mipnei atzchak, mavir nota achar Rosh Hashanah, miyad. But if under pressure, if there's a situation in which they need to, they can do it immediately after Rosh Hashanah. V'aval ki kein, in mavrim el Adar. In the end, only Adar is the only one that you're allowed to be Ma'aber. And the only month that's allowed to be the additional month in the year is Adar. That's why Adar Aleph, Adar Bet. The reason for that is that we're coming up in the Megillah. Because it says, Shnimasar, right? It's the 12th month. So Adar has to be the 12th month. So the only way for Adar to be the 12th month is if the leap year only happens after Adar. I mean, you have an Adar Sheni, which becomes the 13th month. So therefore, we preserve all the other months in their place so that Adar will be the 12th month, and then we put the additional month at the end of the year. Also makes sense from this, you know, the standpoint that if Nisan is, you know, right, Shomer Chodesh Aviv, or also Rosh Chodeshim, that's what the beginning of the year, that you would do the last month of the year would be the point at which you do the leap year. Right. I mean, that's another reason. I'm just giving an additional reason that maybe it would be that way. Nevertheless, we don't do it before Rosh Hashanah. Why don't we do it before Rosh Hashanah? It has to do with the fact that people do not remember or focus on it being a leap year. I mean, after Rosh Hashanah, people already focus on the fact that there could be an additional month. Before Rosh Hashanah, it's already too early, both from a standpoint of looking into the matter, in terms of how the crops are doing, but also from the perspective of announcing it and letting the people know, right, that's, they, you have to do it at a point in time where it'll be a part of their life and they'll remember that it's going to be a leap year. So when I say Zini, is that really true? So it wasn't it sent to Rava. This is a cryptic message that was sent to Rava. Zug bami reket, v'tapsu nesher, ubi adam dvarim anase beluz, umaynihu tchelet. Zchut arachamim uzkutam yatzu bishalom or yatzu lishalom. It's a different gersa. V'amusa yirecho nachshon b'kshu l'gva nitziv echad v'lo yichan edomi alas. Havalei asufot nesfu v'kavlo nitziv echad v'yerach v'yerach shemeit bo aron hakohen. So that's the cryptic message. All right. So what does it mean? So I'll give you this. So Rashi explains it. Bat mi reket. Reket is coming to Tveria. So these individuals, Zug, a pair, the Shnei Tamil Chachamim were coming from Tveria. Tavsu Nesher, Rashi says, cleanses the Chel Parasim. They were come to the soldiers or the army at the time that were occupying, took them, you know, they imprisoned them or they stopped them. Ubi Adam, Dvarim, and Asebeluz, and with on their, in their hands, they had along with them stuff that which was made in Luz. What's that? It's Tchelet. B'schut ha-rachamim u'schutam, in the schut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and their schut, yatzu l'shalom, they were able to escape the grasp of these, of the parasim that had taken them prisoner or stopped them. V'musei yirecho nachshon, so those that, the yirechei nachshon means those that are the issued forth from nachshon, right, which is the Nasi of Eretz Yisrael, because he's from Yehuda. Right, which is from the Zera Nachshon. So they are the, he's the first Nasi of Yehuda. So those are the Nasi Meretz Yisrael. So from the Amusei, we say this, by the way, we say the Birkat Levana, right, Amusei Baten. So this is the Amusei Recho Nachshon, those that issued forth from the Yerach Nachshon. Bikshu Ligva Nitziv Echad. They wanted to make another Nitziv Echad, here is a month. They wanted to add a month to the year. Lo Nichan Edomi Alaz. But the Edomim, meaning the Malchut Romi, wouldn't allow them to meet in order to establish the new month. Nevertheless, they secretly gathered together. And they added an additional month. On the month that Aaron died. What's the month that Aaron died? Av, right? He was on Rosh Chodesh Av, right? So Rosh Chodesh Av, Aaron passes away. So where's Av? Av's before Rosh Hashanah. So you see over here that they were Koveya, that it would be a leap year even before Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara answers, Chashuvei Machshevei, Gluyei Lo Meaglei. No, they calculated when, if it should be a leap year, but they actually did not reveal the calculation. They did not make the announcement, the official announcement, until after Rosh Hashanah. So my mashma dahai nitziv lushna di yarchu. How do you know that this lashona of nitziv means a yerech? Yechdiv ulishlomo shnei masar nitzivim al kol Yisrael. 12 pointees on kol Yisrael. V'kuklu et hamelech v'et beito chodesh b'shana. Each one of them was responsible for 1 month of the year. V'haktiv, and doesn't it say also v'nitziv echad asher ba'aretz? There's one nitziv. What you claim in Nitzivim means each, like a monthly, person who's assigned, responsible for the monthly layout. Here you have it, the next, another puzzle says, Nitziv Echad, Asher Baretz. Yehuda Rav Nach Echad Amar Echad Memuneh Al Kulan. Nitziv Echad was the Nitziv HaNitzivim. He was the head of all the others. Or the other possibility is that there was an additional one in case, Bechad Amar Keneged Chodesh HaYibur. That he was the additional Nitziv in case it was a leap year. Meaning that if you have 12 people responsible, each one responsible for a month of the year to supply Shlomo and take care of him. What happens when there's a leap year? Right, so there's a leap year. He has the spare Netziv that fills in when there is a leap year. No, right, so that can't, obviously can't be the reason. It's an Av, not even in Cheshvan, it was an Av, but they...
No, I'm saying not even in that year, I'm saying right. Regular year, so they would do it after Rosh Hashanah.
It could be, there they might know if the crops, the planting of the crops were delayed significantly. I mean, that could be, but I would say the more likely scenario is the Tkufa becomes a problem, which is that they know for sure that Pesach will fall out, right, before the Tkufa Aviv, and therefore they have to move it, it's not a choice. So there you can make a decision when it's a seasonal issue. Seasonal issue is independent of what's happening in the crops, and there they have to make a decision anyway. All right, so Shaul was mentioned to me yesterday. He was excited. He remembered that the Morsha has a beautiful pshat on this cryptic message, the Rava. So he had pointed out to me, make sure not to miss it. So the Morsha here discusses what's going on. He says the message is very strange, and both cryptic and strange, and he's not even sure what the message is in the end. Yeah, they wanted to make it into a leap year, but okay, so what? So then he says, the Marsha explains, that he thinks that the message here is about the Sod HaYibur, which is unique to Klal Yisrael. The Sod HaYibur, about making the leap year, making it into a 13th month, which reconciles between the lunar calendar and the solar calendar. It's a uniquely Jewish calendrical idea that we add in the month to ensure that the lunar, even though we're following the lunar calendar, the lunar calendar matches up with the solar calendar, and that requires us to have a 13th month. So he suggests over here that Tafsu Nefsher, Nefsher refers to the Bnei Yishmael, and the later on it says Lo Inichle Domi refers to the Bnei Esav. And that the two major, right, lines that issue forth, obviously from the Avot and still today, that in the world there's the Bnei Yishmael and the Bnei Esav, and the ability for us to overcome the Bnei Yishmael and the Bnei Edom or Bnei Esav has to do with the Sod HaYibur. And why does that have to do with the Sod HaYibur? Because we were there are 12 Nisi'im. You remember at the end of Parshat, right, end of Parshat Toldot, there's a list of all the Nisi'im of Yishmael, and there are 12 Nisi'im of Yishmael. We too have 12 Shvatim. So just like we have 12 Shvatim, the Yishmaelim have 12 Nisi'im, except, so the Marsha suggests that the Yichus of Bnei Yisrael derives from the father, and the Yichus of Bnei Yishmael derives from their mother, because it calls them Ben Hagar, whereas we are called the Ben Abraham. So when it comes to, we know, we learned earlier in Baba Basra, and when it comes to the Bechora, when it comes to getting the double portion, that only applies by the Av, but not through the Aim. So if we have a double portion, that means that even though there are 12 Shatim, there's going to be issuance of a Bechora. The Bechora goes to Yosef, and therefore there is really 13 Shvatim instead of 12 Shvatim. So the 13 of the Shvatim of Klal Yisrael are able to overcome the 12 Nisi'im of Yishmael, and that's the Sod HaYibur. Now, even though the Yishmaelites also follow a lunar calendar, they do not adjust their lunar calendar to meet the solar calendar. They only have 12 months of the lunar year, and their calendar rotates around the year because they don't adjust it. Suppose that we have the Sod HaYibur, which is the... Right, exactly. Ramadan moves around the year. But therefore, we who have the Sod HaYibur have the 13th month, have the Bechora. Now, but he says, what's the Bechora? Who is the Bechora that was added on? It's Yosef. It's the month of Adar. What's the Siman of the month of Adar? Is the Dag. The Dag, which is the Siman, right, by Yosef. Yidgul Arov, Beker of Aretz. Right, that the Aryan Arah is not Sholetet. So that has to do with Yosef. Yosef has a double portion, the 12th and 13th month, which is the Dag. And what do we know? We know that we read the Haftorah, actually, on the Parshat, of the Parsha of Vayishlach, which is that Vaya Beit Yaakov Le'esh Beit Yosef La'ava. Right, so that Beit Yosef is the only one who's allowed to, or is the one who is able to overcome, right, the... Beit Esav, the Kash, right. So over there, Yosef is the one who's able to overcome Edom, and therefore Yosef is the one with the double portion, who has in the month of Adar with the Siman of the Dag, is also the Siman of overcoming Edom. The ability to overcome Edom is through Yosef. So the Sod HaYibur, the idea that we add an extra month, and Yosef's the Bechor, and the Siman is the Dag, is the indication that we'll be able to overcome both the Bnei Yishmael and the Bnei Esav. And that was this, behind the whole message that sent to Rabbah, not only about the fact that they wanted to be Maber the Shana, But the also the important message that that soda ibor, that idea of having the extra month in the year, was also what gives us the power to overcome Bnei Esav and Bnei Ishmael. And you see here that they were able to do it. Even though there were decrees from both the Nesher and the Edomi, they still managed to make the soda ibor. They were able to overcome the issues or the decrees of the Bnei Ishmael and the Bnei Edom. Oh, so that's interesting, right? Right. So by Av is that the Aaron HaKohen, right, dies in the month of Av, where the Edomites thought they had their strength because they destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. And that month that they destroyed the Mikdash, that's the month they were able to do the Soda Yibur. They would still manage to do the Chishuv against the decree of Edom in the month that they thought they were strong, which is the month that they destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. Very good. Thank you for reminding me. Alright, Tanur Banan. So here are the two explanations. One, Rashi's explanation, which is Mishana Lechaverta, means that you cannot use this year to make it a leap year in order to help out next year. I mean, next year is the one that's really necessary to be a leap year, so don't make this year a leap year in order to protect next year. Tosa disagrees, says, doesn't sound like that. Brother, he says you can't do the cheshbon of the leap year in this year for next year's leap year. You have to do the cheshbon in the year that you plan to do a leap year. Later on, we'll see, depending on the explanation of what a shlosh shanim zuachazu is, that'll make a difference on what you think this pshat is, whether it's necessary, or tosus pshat becomes more difficult based on the pshat he gives in the next line in the braisa. And not 3 years in a row. So the two ways to read this Gemara, Rashi brings both of them. One is that you're not do 1 year to the next, makes sense. The second one is that you can't do 3 years in a row. That's literally, you can't have 3 years in a row be a leap year, because otherwise you would have the Nisan not be anywhere near the Aviv. Right? It'd just be too much, that you'd be pushing it too far forward. That's one interpretation. The second interpretation is that you can't do it for 1 year. The next, you cannot calculate the Eber year for 3 years in one shot. I mean, not that you can't do 3 years. It's not about 3 years in a row. It's about the calculation of the Eber year. You have to make each one a separate calculation, and you can't sit down and deal with 3 years, three Eber years. It says that he was jailed. We know that he was jailed, and eventually he's going to be put to death. And they went ahead and they made 3 years of a leap year. So either they made 3 years right in a row a leap year, which wouldn't make so much sense, but more likely the scenario is that they calculated 3 years of worth of shanim that they would have to do the year. Amalo misham raya over there that you bring a proof. Bezin yashvu v'kabu achad achad bizmana. There's no proof from that. All they did was they did the calculation with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva didn't leave. We know that from other Gemaras that he was considered the gadol ador, and there was nobody like him in terms of calculations of Ibra Shana. So therefore they consulted with Rabbi Akiva, knowing that he was going to not, you know, he wasn't going to survive this. So they consulted with him in advance about what they should do. But when it came to each year, they were ma'abir the shana. Now, if you say three in a row, it means that they went ahead in each year and was ma'abir the shana. Or they didn't literally do it three in a row, they did it, you know, separately. Or you have to say that they made the calculation now, but they recalculated it when it came to each significant year. They just wanted to consult with Rabbi Akiva before they reached that point. But the Beis Din sat down again and recalculated it each year. Tanra Banan, Emir Bernet Hashana lo b'shvi'it, v'lo b'motzei shvi'it. Right, we don't do it on Shvi'it and Motzei Shvi'it. Again, makes a lot of sense. On Shvi'it, we don't want to be extend the Iser Karga Voda right on the people, so we don't extend the Shvi'it. And Motzei Shvi'it is where people are waiting for the new crops to come in. We don't want to postpone the Omer to bring the Chadash in. So for those reasons, we don't make it into a leap year, both in the 7th and 8th years. So when is it? When do they make a leap year? It's Erev Shvi'it. That makes the most sense, because Erev Shvi'it, where they can do more avodah and prepare for the following year, we try to extend the year in Erev Shvi'it so they can get the most out of the year before they get to the Easter Karka. Nevertheless, Beit Rabbi Gamliel used to do it anyway on the Motzei Shvi'it, even though it was Ma'arich, the Chadash on them. So the Gemara says, well, that has to do with a machlokes uplukta dani tonight. It's the machlokes of these tonight. The tani emivin yerach mechutz laritz has to do with this machlokes of whether you can bring in yivu, right? I mean, today when they bring in from chul yirakot to our extra grain to support Eretz Israel during the Shemitah year. So that's the machlokes here. Can you bring yerach mechutz laritz? Rabbeinu itiru. Rabbeinu Teinu says it was okay. My binayu. What's the nafkamina? Why? What's the machlokes about bringing in foreign produce? We're worried about the dirt that comes along with the Yerek. Why? Because Eretz Amim, the Chazal were gozer. There's a Zerah that Eretz Amim was Metameh, and it's Metameh Kemet, and it's Metameh Kemet, and they didn't want to bring in this Tumah into Eretz Yisrael. But whenever you bring in Yerakot, whenever you bring in this type of vegetation, along with it comes the dirt that is associated with it, and they were afraid of bringing that in. Rashi claims that that dirt would be Metameh Bit Ohel. Tosos has disagrees with that, and would be only mitame b'maga umasa, because that's only true when you're in Eretz Hamim is it mitame bohel, but if you bring the dirt into Eretz Yisrael, it's only mitame b'maga umasa. So either way, the machokas here revolves around whether it's mutar to bring Yerek into Eretz Yisrael mechutz laaretz because of this problem. We worry about the dirt being reina, being mitame in Eretz Yisrael. So if you're allowed to bring in, if you're allowed to import the vegetation from chutz laaretz or from the food from chutz laaretz, then you don't have to worry about motzei shvit. We worry less about it because they have what from Eretz Yisrael, from the chutz laaretz. On the other hand, if you, that would be mutar from the chadash of the previous year. If you don't say you can bring in, you can't import, then there's a significant shortage of food in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they'd have to, they want to speed up the chadash in order that they can get to the new crops. So the machlokas between Beit Rav Gamliel and the Tanakama about whether you'd make a leap year in the eighth year, and the Motzei Shvi'it has to do with whether they can bring in imports or not. So it'd be the same similar machlokas. Alright, Tan Rabbanan. Imar bimet hashana mipnei hatum'ah. We do not pursue or push out the year because of the tum'ah. Tumah, meaning that if Klal Yisrael are Tmeim, and they have to do the Korban HaPesach, so what are they going to do? They're obligated to do the Korban HaPesach, and they're all Tmeim, so we have different choices. We have our choices, our Pesach Sheni. We have a choice that we do the Tumah Hudra B'tzibor, that they do it Bit Tumah. So over here, the Gemara says it's not a consideration. In making a leap year, the Tumah is not a consideration. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ma'brim. Rabbi Yehuda says it is a consideration. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Ma'aseh B'chizkiyo Melech. Right, Yehuda, there's with Chizkiyo, she bereth hashana v'ipnei hatumah, u'bekesh rachamim. He went ahead, and he did make it a leap year, because Rov of Bnei Yisrael were Tmeim. Because they were Tmeim, he did make it a leap year, u'bekesh rachamim alatzmo. And afterwards, he davened to Hashem for rachamim, because he had done the wrong thing. So the Gemara will later come back and try to understand this, because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that we do do it for Tumah. So why is Chizkiyahu HaMelech asking for Rachamim if he did it because of Tumah? Rabbi Yehuda thinks that's just fine. That the Gemara will come back to. Now the Gemara is just going to discuss the different opinions about exactly what Chizkiyahu did. Rashi claims that the Tumah here was the Tumah of Avodah Zarah. I mean that Chizkiyahu comes to power, he leads a Shuva revolution, and because of in his father's day, Bimei Achaz, right, they were doing Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah is Metamek Mate, and therefore they had to be Metar themselves. So he says that for that reason, they didn't, they weren't able to make the Korban HaPesach Bizmano, and therefore Chizkiyahu Melech makes it a leap year in order that they can all do the Korban HaPesach on the Pesach itself. Tosfos discusses the issue of, okay, well, what's the big deal? Even if you're Tamei Meis, when you make the leap year, there's still 2 weeks left to Pesach. I mean, if you do it in Adar, at the end of Adar, you still have 2 weeks left to Pesach. You only need, right, 7 days to get Tahor from Tumat Amet. You just need Hazak, Shlishim, and Shvi, and you go to the Mikvah and you be Tahor. What was the big issue here? Says, and he says, there was no problem with Efer Parah. They had plenty of Efer Parah. That wasn't an issue either. He says, I don't understand. And the obvious answer is that's just a practical issue. And that's what he says in the end. You're dealing with a large numbers of Klal Yisrael who all have to come Tahor. It's just a practical issue to get everybody Tahor in time for Pesach. 2 weeks is not enough when you're dealing with so many people that are Tameh and trying to go through this whole process. So therefore they wanted to postpone it in order to allow for the people to do the Pesach B'tahara. How do we know that he asked for Mrachamin, ki marbita am, rabat me afraim umnashia yisacharu zvulun, lo hiteru, right? They were not tahor, all these people were not tahor, ki achlu et pesach below ki katuv, ki tbalel chizkiyahu leim lemor, Hashem hatov yichaper ba'ad. Right, so therefore, he should give rachamim. So what was he asking rachamim for if they were going to eat the Pesach? Because he was ma'abar the Shana, and they were going to eat the Pesach, b'tahara, he had to ask for rachamim because he postponed it because of tum'ah. B'Shemin Omer, Im Mipnei HaTumah, Ibrua Muberet. Had it been for the Tumah, it would have worked. Elama B'Bekesh Rachamim Al Atzmo, Shem Arbim Al Adar. V'Hu Yiber Nisan B'Nisan. It was Adar, and he already was into Nisan, and he made it into a leap year. The Gemara will discuss what that means exactly. Gemara Pesachim discusses that as well. Shimon Yehuda Omer, this is the third opinion, but what the sin was, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ibnei Sheisi Tisho Lasot Pesach Sheni. Not, which is actually the... pshat in the psukim sounds much more like this, is that he actually pushed it off, and they all did the Pesach Sheni over there. It sounds like they didn't do Pesach Rishon, but rather did Pesach Sheni, because they all were Tmeim, which again was against Alocha, because when the Rov Kal Yisrael are Tmeim Lenefesh, we know from the Gemara Psachim that the Yechidim postpone to go to Pesach Sheni, but when it's a Tzibur, we do it Betumah, we don't postpone it to Pesach Sheni. Samar Mar, Rabbi Yehuda Mer Mabrim, Almo, Ilhu Rabbi Yehuda Tumah Tchuyahu Betzibur. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it sounds like that we don't, it's not a lechatchila that we want to do the Korban HaPesach b'tumah. It's only d'chuah b'tzibur. So therefore, if we try as hard as possible to do the Korban HaPesach b'tara, because the fact that we do it b'tumah is a b'di'evit situation. It's not like it's hutra, it's totally the mutar l'gamre. It's in the need, we do it. So if you can prevent it from being needed, then we do that. So the Rama says, Atanyo, don't we have a brisa machlokas here with Rabbi Yehuda? And here Rabbi Yehuda does not seem to hold of that opinion. Tzitz, ben she'eshno al mitzcho, ben she'eno al mitzcho, miratzeh. So this is this week's parsha Tetzaveh, but the tzitz is on, should be on the Metzach Aron, because there it's mechaper labon kodashim. So what does that mean? It's mechaper labon kodashim. So Rabbi Shimon believes whether he's wearing it, or whether he's not wearing it, the tzitz is meratzeh al abon kodashim, on the tumah. Basically, it's on tumat kodashim. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, odo al mitzcho meratzeh, ein odo al mitzcho ein meratzeh. It says that if it's on, if he's wearing it, it works. If he's not wearing it, it doesn't work. So, by the way, just from this, Tosos concludes that from this, that it sounds like, and we're going to see in the Gemara also, that it sounds like he wore it even when he wasn't working. According to Rabbi Yehuda, where it works, the tzitz helps only when he's wearing it, sounds like from here that he wore it even though he wasn't b'shat avodah, that the Kohen Gadol wore the tzitz all the time in order to help out with the avon l'kodashim. Amadei v'shimon, Kohen Gadol b'yom kippurim yochiach, says, I'll prove it to you. The Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur doesn't wear the tzitz. Sheinu al mitzcho, umeratzeh, and still there we say that if it's tmeah, there's no problem, the korbanot are brought. Samler Yudaruda, Anach the Yom Kippurim, Shetuma Hutra Bitzibur. Talking about Yom Kippur, by Yom Kippur, it's Tuma Hutra Bitzibur. Right, really, truthfully, as Tosos points out here, it's not really totally Bitzibur, but it has to do with Karbonot Shizmanam Kavua. It's when they have the Karbonot to have a fixed time, that's what dictates when you bring a Bitumah and not bring a Bitumah, because there are exceptions to Tzibur and Yachid that are brought Bitumah or brought on Yom Kippurim. Nevertheless, what do you see? Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that Yom Kippur, you don't need the Tzitz, because these are Karbonot Tzibur. Karbonot Tzibur, Dochet Tumah. But not Dochet, it's Tumah Hutra. So he goes, Tumah Hutra Bitzibur. You just concluded before that Rabbi Yehuda must believe that it's Duchuya Bitzibur. Here he's explicitly saying it's, right, Hutra Bitzibur. So Mar says, Lita Mech. You're trying to explain Rabbi Yehuda himself between Hutra and Duchuya. He says, Tikshalachi Gufa. How do you extend the whole Brisa? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ma'abrimet Hashana. He says, you're allowed to be Ma'abr the Shana for Tumah. Then Rama Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'asim Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda, Shibir Tashana Bechina Tumah, Bikesh Rachamil Atzo. Why would he have to ask Rachamim if he was Ma'abr the Shana for Tumah? And Rabbi Yehuda says, that's perfectly good. The price is missing words, and this is a vahachitani. That you're not allowed to be ma'abed shana for tumah. V'im ibrua meuberet. If he does it, it works. Yehuda Omer, ina meuberet. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says it does not work. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says Chizkiyahu Melech went ahead and did it, and he did it because of the tumah. It doesn't work, and that's why he had to be bekeish rachamim. Rabbi Shimon Omer mipnei atumah ibrua meuberet hanu tana kamo. Rabbi Shimon then says the reason that they were maber was for the tumah. That wasn't the problem. The problem was that they did it in Nisan. But that means he's the same as the tana kamo. The tana kamo is one who also believes that you're allowed to be maber the shana b'di'evet because of tumah. Tamarava the chatchila ika beinayu. That's exactly the difference between them. The difference between them is that the tana kamo believes that im maber mitashana b'nei tumah v'im ibra b'di'evet meuberet. Shimon says, no, the chatchila even, it works. That you can go, even before the fact, if you see that it's for Tumah, go ahead and be Ma'abed Hashanah. It's fine. So that's why the sin of Chizkiyahu could not be that he was Ma'abed Hashanah because of Tumah. That's perfectly fine. That what it was his sin was that he did it, Nisan bin Nisan, according to Rabbi Shimon. Thank you. Okay.
Right.
No, that a tumah is not a consideration in making a leap year. That's all. That's what it says. That you're not aim abed hashana b'nei tumah means that even if both klaisol are tmeim, we're not abed hashana, so they become tahor. Tumah hutra b'tzibur says, okay, now you come to Pesach and rover tmeim. What are you going to do? So that's, right. That's it. Exactly. That's the answer. So there are two different issues. One's dealing with the consideration of Yibur Shanah. One's the practical issue of when you come to Pesach, it's too much of a tzibur. Tani Nami Ochi. Maybe we have another brace that supports this understanding. In Ma'abim et Hashanah mipnei Tuma lechat chila. That is lechat chila. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ma'abim, even lechat chila. It's Ela mipnei Ma'abim yesh rachamim al atzmo, shim rabim al adar. Vui ber nisan bin nisan. Wait a minute. So Rabbi Shimon, what's the problem? What would Chizkiyahu do wrong? He was Ma'abim the Shanah in Nisan. He was not Ma'abim it in Adar. Amar Ma'ar, shim rabim al adar. Vui ber nisan bin nisan. Wait a minute. You're suggesting that you're not allowed to make a leap year except in Adar, and he went ahead and did it in Nisan. But lately, Chizkiyahu doesn't have the limud from the pasuk. Chol shezeh lechem ze Nisan. Chol shezeh is Nisan. Ve'in acher Nisan. You can't make it again in Nisan. Meaning that once Rosh Chodesh comes and it's Nisan already, you can't change it and make it into another next month Nisan. Tabit Shmuel, he made a mistake in the position of Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, Ma'abim et Hashanah b'yom shlishim shel Adar. You're not allowed to make a leap year on the 30th day of Adar. Why? Overoy, the Kavod Nisan, because that day could be Nisan. And the 30th day of Adar has the potential to be either the 30th day of Adar or the first day of Nisan. Once a day has the potential to be Nisan, you're not allowed to make it into a leap year anymore. So therefore, on the 30th day of Adar, even if you make it, you don't make Rosh Chodesh till the next day, nevertheless, that 30th day is precluded from being considered for a leap year. You cannot no longer consider a leap year once you reach the 30th day of Adar. He didn't hold of Shmuel. He says, doesn't matter. If it's the 30th day of Adar, if we didn't reach Nisan yet, it's fine. You can make it a leap year because we're still in Adar. So Tanya Miyachim, Abim Tashana, Biyom Shlishim Shel Adar, Hovaroi, the Kavod Nisan. We have a price that supports that position of Shmuel. That you're not make it into Nibur Shana on the 30th day of Adar because you can make it into Nisan. So it has the potential to be Nisan, and we know once you reach Nisan, you're not allowed to make a leap year anymore. Now we had the third opinion about what the sin of Chizkiyah was, which was Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Bipnei Sheisi et Yisrael Lasov Pesach Sheni, that he pushed them off to do Pesach Sheni. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Amar Ravashi, Konsha Yisrael, Mechza Tmeim, Umechza Tehorim. They were 50-50, Tamei Tehor. Vinashim Mashlimot Litorim, Votfot Aleim. The Nashim are added, if you add in the women to the Tehorim, then they would make them tahor and even push it above, right, the level of 50-50. So Mikara Sovar, in the beginning, he thought Nashim Birishon Chuva, women in the first Korban of Pesach are Chuva. So therefore, Davu Miotam Tmeim, right, so since that's the case, the Miut is Tamei, Umiutam Mitchele Pesach Sheni. When the Miut of Aam is Tmeim, then they become like Yechidim, and Yechidim can be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Ulusov Sovar, in the end, he thought Chizyahu Nashim Birishon Rishut. Hashim bringing a Korban Pesach in the first Pesach is a optional. Since it's optional, so then that every Tmeim Ruba, then the Tmeim become the Rov. Ruba lo mitcha the Pesach Sheni. And the Rov do not get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, and they should have done the Korban Pesach bituma on the Pesach Rishon. So with the women, right, it made them into 50-50, plus it made them the Rov. Without the women, it became they were the, right, the Tehorim were the Miut. So depending whether the Tehorim are the Rov or the Miut, we may have a big nafkamina. If the Tehorim are the Rov, then you do Karban Pesach HaRishon, and the Tmeim get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. If the Tehorim are the Miut and the Rov are Tmeim, then you would do Pesach Rishon Bituma. So that's what he did. Chizkiyahu at first thought the Nashim were included, and he pushed everybody off, the Tmeim off to Pesach Sheni. Later on, he realized that the women shouldn't have been included, and he should have had everybody do Pesach Rishon. So that's why it was Mevakesh Rechamim. This is the position of Shmuel, that you can't make the 30th day of Adar into, or make the decision to make the leap. So then, because you can make it to Nisan, Ibrua Mai. What happens if they actually do it anyway? If they forget or they make a mistake in Shmuel's din, they still do it. Does it work? Amrula in Mekadshin et Chodesh. Right, you're not allowed to be Mekadish the Chodesh. And so if you don't Mekadish the Chodesh, then it'll work. What does it mean in Mekadshin the Chodesh? Very strange. He says, don't be Mekadish the Chodesh. Meaning that just leave it. Don't say anything this month. Just let it go. And Beis Din shouldn't be Mekadosh to Chodesh at all. And then in the following month, they will be Mekadosh it for Nisan. So therefore, you don't run into a problem. That's his suggestion. Don't do anything. Sit silently by. And therefore, it automatically become Adar Sheni. And then in the following month, you'll be Mekadosh it for Nisan, and that'll work. So then it won't be a problem. That's what you have to do. But it says, Kidshumai. Whatever the Beis Din did was Mekadosh to Chodesh. They went ahead and they were Mekadosh to Chodesh. So what's the din then? Amarava batala ibur. In that case, you can't have an ibur. If they went ahead and were Mekadosh the Chodesh, made it into Rosh Chodesh, even though they didn't say Nisan, but if they're Mekadosh it, it should have automatically been Nisan. So if they actively are Mekadosh it, then you run into a problem. So Gemara says, Rav Nachman Amar Meubar Umekudash. It works, and it's Mekudash. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman Michtei Mipuraya Lepiskot Latin Yomim. From Purim to Pesach is 30 days. Avu Umipuraya Darshinu Behilchot Pesach. And you know that we start dashing in the Hilchot Pesach already from Purim. Why? Tanya Sholim Behilchot Pesach Cholam Pesach Shloshim Yom. And you start learning the Hilchot Pesach 30 days before. Purim is 30 days before the Pesach. So Rabbi Shimon Amir Shlisha Betul for 2 weeks. If you wait until the 30th of Adar to do the leap year, people are already going to be learning the Hilchos of Pesach. They're learning Hilchos of Pesach, and then all of a sudden you push it out. People are going to be zazel and chametz. They're going to say, "What do you mean? We thought it was coming up 2 weeks from now. They're going to push it out, and it'll be 6 weeks later." And people say, "Ah, this is not the real Pesach." People are going to be zazel and chametz because they started to learn Pesach thinking it was going to be now. So truthfully, that as Tosus points out, that this question is not just a question for the 30th day, it's any time after Purim. If you're Ma'abed Hashanah, any time after Purim, you run into this problem that they already start to learn. You could argue that 2 weeks into the learning, already they're getting a significant, you know, I mean, it's already become a significant part of their learning or review. You know, if they do it in the first couple of days, it won't be such a big deal. But Tosus points that out. So Mar says, I'm going to be it. So Amalei, so he responded to him, Rav Nachman responded and said, "Mi deyidea deshatem imbarata b'chushban natal yomilsa." The fact that a leap year has to do with the calculation. And Amri Chushban told the Losleif Lurban and Asher, the Rabban weren't able to work out the calculation, or didn't realize the calculation, or didn't realize the need until now. They realized that a leap year is not something that is easy or objective. It has to be calculated, it has to be thought about, and therefore they'll say, "Look, you know, the Chachamim didn't get around to it, didn't figure it out until now that it was necessary. When they figured out it was necessary, they made it a leap year." And that's what they understand. It's something that people can understand, or people can rationally deal with. If they can actually deal with it, they'll understand not to be mezalzel mechametz. They'll know that Pesach is now 6 weeks away instead of 2 weeks away.
They're going to have to reenact Purim.
Right, that is a problem that happens. That's correct. That is something that
makes the Pesach issue and lead you to digest.
Right. Since we're going to do Purim again, right? Right. You know what? We'll stop here. The next sugya goes all the way through tomorrow's daf.